This is NPR's Life in Berlin. It's early morning as I walk into my hospital room, ominously flanked by a graveyard. The nurse immediately greets me by rifling through my bag to make sure I haven't brought any food in. That's not unusual for this kind of medical trial. They're just trying to standardize our food. It's still a little unnerving, though. I'm here to test a new medication aimed at improving blood vessel function. I've not disclosed my identity as a journalist in the hopes of getting an unfiltered view of this part of the pharmaceutical industry. 10 years ago, the American company running this trial, Parexel, made headlines when 6 healthy young men suffered complications from a drug they tested in a London trial. According to the newspaper The Independent, the drug was supposed to treat leukemia, but ended up causing some of them to lose fingers and toes. After checking in, I go up to get some breakfast. All the food issued to me is recorded. My blood pressure and heart rate also get measured every hour or so, and my urine gets stored in large containers. Most of the other participants are either students or down-and-out men over the age of 45 who see this as a way to pad their incomes. A man, who I'll call Kevin, says he's traveled 6 hours from Cologne just to participate in this one. He's done 35 trials over 10 years, many of them simultaneously. He juggles all those trials by choosing ones that test different medications, one to improve blood circulation here, a diabetes treatment there. He avoids psychotropic drugs though. He thinks it's too dangerous to play with the mind. I ask him if there's a limit to the number of trials he would do. No, he replies. Your body just flushes all that stuff out. He is concerned about his veins though. I keep one arm for myself and one for the trials, he says. But I'll probably have to stop in 2 or 3 years. You never know when you might need those veins. For the most part, the trial is pretty uneventful. The drug has no noticeable effect on me, so I spend the 3 days mostly reading or using the free Wi-Fi. On my last day, I meet a 26-year-old student who I'll call Max. We talk about the spectrum of bodily commodification. We agree prostitution is on one end, on the other, a regular job, which in Western capitalism is essentially about selling your labor in exchange for money, right? Somewhere along that line, there's what we're doing, selling our bodies to science. Max says he's going to spend the 1,100 euros he'll get from the trial on a trip to Thailand. I ask him if he's going to visit a prostitute. He says he probably will. I ask him whether it has occurred to him that he is currently selling his body so that he could buy another body in Asia. He smiles broadly as if he's just witnessed a magic trick. No, he says. That had not occurred to him. For NPR Berlin, I'm Tony Andrews.